The Pat Kenny Show
with Mata Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Well, now it's time for the Green Scene with Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland. We'll be talking about an extraordinarily generous piece of philanthropy from a billionaire in a few moments. But first, as companies explore new ways to play their part in tackling climate change, the rush to create new products can make companies fall into the trap of greenwashing, appearing more environmentally friendly than they really are. So there's a process called carbon accounting, which might put a stop to that. And Ruth is here with me to explain.
Good morning, Pat. Yes, this is kind of the maths, a really important maths that might help us have a more livable planet. And it sounds a bit dull, but it's really about calculating how much carbon is in the stuff that we buy, essentially. And researchers are doing this by something called life cycle assessment. And again, sort of to break it down to the simplest, it's about how much carbon did it take to grow the raw materials? How much energy did it take to manufacture the product, to transport it, all the way to how much carbon is released when the product, when we're finished with it and we throw it away. So it sounds simple. That's kind of one side of the equation. The other side, though, now more and more companies are trying to see, well, how could they offset some of that carbon? Yeah. And, you know, one way could be, well, if we're using renewable energy when we're making the product, then that helps that side of the equation. And in fact, we're even seeing products now where companies are trying to put CO2 into the products. But it's a bit of a minefield, and it's an area at the moment that's not very well regulated. And so I thought, you know, and one of the challenges, of course, is our massive global supply chains. And that's where things kind of get really complicated.
Okay, now you want to give me the example of a T-shirt manufactured in Cambodia, and you might see that in one of the chain stores that you see. The one you're buying is made in Cambodia. Why is that complicated?
Well, it's complicated because you might buy it and you might even have a label on it which says we've actually offset the carbon that was used to make this T-shirt, so you can buy it and feel good about it. Now, the problem is, of course, because the supply chains are so complex, companies are using an average. So they're saying on average, a T-shirt might use about 7 kilograms of carbon. But in fact, if it's coming from Cambodia, while Cambodia, it doesn't actually produce cotton, it imports that cotton from somewhere else. And it actually comes from southern China, much of the cotton. China's a big cotton producer, but it's not produced in the south of China either, Pat. It's produced in the north of China. So it's already had to travel from the north to the south of China before it even gets on a boat to Cambodia.
But China doesn't have enough cotton to supply the market. So what happens then?
Well, you've hit the nail on the head. So they could be importing some of their raw cotton from as far afield as Australia or Brazil. So the raw material for that T-shirt might have gone 1.5 times around the globe before it even gets to Cambodia. So we could be talking about 70 kilograms of carbon in that T-shirt. So you can see why the maths matters.
They do. The mathematics certainly do. But is there a standard way that everyone globally can agree this is the way we count carbon?
So a group called the Global CO2 Initiative is trying to come up with a standardised way, and it's needed more than ever, because the other thing, Pat, is there's good news here, because companies are starting to put CO2 into products. They're putting into things like runners, they're putting it into concrete, they're putting it into detergents. So we have to incentivise the companies that are really sucking CO2 out of the air and putting it into products. So that global standard is really important, and we should all be calling for that from our regulators.
There are other things as well. The amount of water used, for example, to grow almonds in California, or the amount of water that might be used to wash things, causing pollution in rivers. You know, they can tell what next year's fashion colour is going to be by looking at the colour of rivers in China.
Absolutely. So, you know, this is only one element of the impact of our stuff. And I mean, all of this boils down to we all need to have less stuff. I mean, that's the simple answer. Yeah. But in the meantime, we want responsible, responsible buying. And this good labelling helps us to do that.
Now, the other story is about a man who definitely wants less stuff because he's given his company away, effectively. This is the owner of a company called Patagonia.
Yeah, this is Yvon Chouinard, who has owned Patagonia for 50 years. And a lot of listeners will be familiar with Patagonia. They make outdoor goods, jackets, ski wear, that kind of thing. And they've always been a pioneer. So they've been in business for 50 years with this family running them. You know, they were one of the first companies to have on-site childcare. They give employees the day off on good surf days. And back in the 80s, they started giving 1% of their profits to environmental causes. So they've already given over 150 million to those causes. But in a really radical step by the founder recently, they have given the company in its entirety to Planet Earth. So they've rather than giving it to shareholders or going public, they've split it into two entities. They've given 2% and all of the voting stock to an entity called the Patagonia Purpose Trust, and the rest of the 98% of the company's stock has gone to a not-for-profit called the Holdfast Collective. And these two legal entities will make sure that every dollar of profit from the Patagonia company in perpetuity will go towards saving the planet, towards environmental causes. They're going to invest in sustainable businesses. They're going to invest in communities that are protecting the environment. And they're just going to give money to charities that are fighting the climate crisis.
Mm. Now, what's a benefit corporation?
So a B Corp or a benefit corporation, again, it's, you know, we talk a lot regulation. While it's dull, it's really, really important when it comes to environmental protection. A B Corp is a certification that a company can get if it meets a rigorous set of ethical and environmental standards. And Patagonia was one of the first to be a B Corp. In Ireland, it's early days for us. We have 12. But again, I would encourage you can go and look online. Urban Volt, which is a solar fitting company, was the first. And we have some of our great food companies like Strong Roots and Fid and Cully and Sully. They're all B Corp. So it's one thing that we can look for when we're out shopping to make sure our money goes to the right places.
Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.